Will everyone in the Senate and the upper galleries please rise for the prayer by our chaplain, Reverend Gock, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance.
From Leviticus 26 we hear, I am the Lord. I will grant peace in the land, and you shall lie down, and no one shall make you afraid. Bless the Lord, the hours are numbered, and will count down quickly. And then the tension and anxiety of this session and this day will end. But before the final gavel is struck, we have many bills before us and work that we want to accomplish. So sustain us and walk with us and bless our efforts so that we may yet produce effective and wholesome legislation. And then bring us peace of mind and body, and may our spirits soar with you, our God. In your holy name we pray. Amen.
Amen. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you. See you in September. Secretary, call the roll.
Senators Barnett, Bartle, Bray, Callahan, Champion, Clemens, Crowell, Cunningham, Days, Dempsey, Engler, Goodman, Green, Griesheimer, Justice, Kevany, Lager, Lemke, Mayer, McKenna, Nadler, Pierce, Ferguson, Ridgway, Roop, Schaefer, Schmidt, Scott, Shields, Schumacher, Stouffer, Vogel, Wilson, Wright-Jones.
Senator from the 11th. Senator from 14th. Senator from 7th. Senator from Jefferson. Okay. All right, fine. A quorum is present. The Senate is in session. Read the journal.
Journal of the Senate, second regular session, 69th day, Thursday, May 13th, 2010. The Senate met for...
Senator from St. Francois.
Mr. President, I move that further reading of the journal be dispensed with, the same being approved as though having been fully read.
Heard the motion. As many as are of the opinion it shall prevail, say aye. Those to the contrary, no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Reading is dispensed with. Petitions, memorials, remonstrances. Resolutions. Concurrent resolutions. The Senator from St. Francis. The Senator from St. Francis. For what purpose does the Senator from St. Clair seek recognition?
To inquire the Senator from St. Francis.
Does the Senator from St. Francis yield for inquiry? Does the Senator from St. Francis yield for inquiry? He yields, you may inquire.
Thank you, Senator. Right over here.
Good morning.
In the back. You doing all right this morning?
Great. Thank
you. You're looking good.
Thank you.
Do you have a twin brother?
Do I have a twin brother?
Yeah.
No. Did you meet him?
Oh, you have your bulldog. That kind of goes around. Right?
26 years here, and he becomes a comedian the last day.
Well, I was inquiring to see if you had a twin brother, because I've got a twin brother here this morning. I can't introduce him.
And you want to tell? Did your kid, is he in education or something?
He's in education. Lives down by Springfield.
And I hear he's a better golfer than you.
He's a smarter man. He never took up golf, but he's over here on the side gallery, and
I'm
tickled to have him here today. He's kind of the smart aleck of the family. He always said that we were womb mates, and which we were, and for Ba-doom 9 months. And one womb apartment, and I'm delighted to have Gilbert Scott here this morning if you can get acquainted
with him. It's good to see him here on your last day. We appreciate him coming out.
Thank you.
Thank you. Mr. President.
Senator.
I've got Aaron Swartz of the Joplin Globe, Kermit Miller, and Kelly McCall of the AP, all permission to take pictures today. And would you recognize the senator from the 23rd for privilege motion?
Senator from 23rd.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that Senate Bill 1007 be taken up.
You've heard.
The conference
you mean
report.
The conference committee report.
Yes,
for
Mr. President.
Senate
Bill
1008.
For 1007.
1007. You've heard the motion. Does any senator wish to be heard? Seeing none, Senator from Clay. Does the senator yield?
I do.
Senator.
Wait. Senator from Clay, we are on the motion only to bring it before the body. Can we do that?
I think we could do that.
Does any senator wish to be heard on that motion? Seeing none, senators recognized to close. All those in favor of bringing the conference committee report before the body, say aye.
Aye.
Those to the contrary, no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The conference committee report is before us.
Thank you.
Does the senator from Clay seek recognition?
Mr. President, it would be acceptable to me if the senator from the 23rd is allowed to explain the conference committee report before I make my inquiry.
Very good, Senator. Proceed, Senator from 23rd.
Thank you, Mr. President. I would move that the conference committee report on House Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 1007 be adopted. Mr. President, this is the Medicaid cost containment bill that we dealt with earlier this year. It was, as a reminder, proposed by the governor in his State of the State. This is a kind of a raft of proposals. To rein in some of the growth in Medicaid costs and provide some opportunities to leverage more federal dollars to help with our budget situation. And the House had added some language related to TANF benefits, and that was probably the major sticking point. And we went to conference, and it's largely the Senate bill related to the crossover claims, hospital crossover claims, the third-party assessments. The House put a three-year sunset on that. The House had some additional refinements that they made to the telephony requirements, things that where they worked with the Missouri Senators for Independent Living. We accepted those changes both on the third-party assessment and the telephony changes. And then there were some things related to where there are some instances where TB patients were being, their cases were being administered by the University of Missouri. The changes will place it under Health and Senior Services. The department was in support of that. And I would be happy to answer questions. Otherwise, I would renew my motion.
The senator from Clay.
Thank you, Mr. President. Actually, it would probably help me if I could inquire of the senator from St. Francis.
Does the senator from St. Francis yield for inquiry to the senator from Clay? The senator from St. Francis.
Senator from St. Francis, the senator from Clay would like to inquire of you. You yield.
I yield.
Proceed.
Senator, good morning again.
Good morning.
We've got.
It's a fine day.
It is a fine day.
We've got half the legislation, legislative year over.
Senator, we've only got about 8 hours left here.
Yep.
And I bet you're very grateful.
Yes.
Senator, we've got the fine senator from the 23rd's good bill, Senate bill, I think it's Senate bill 10,007.
Yes.
It is a 1,007. It is a cost savings bill.
20-something million, isn't it?
Yeah, I think it's about
19.
About 19 million. About 19
million. What's a million,
million
between friends?
Another million here, another million there.
Love
and you know that I've been struggling with a bill that greatly impacts my district and the Kansas City area and the entire state of Missouri.
Well, I got to tell you, there's people struggling. I was just meeting with one of my office saying, I won't do anything for the senator from the 17th because she killed my bill yesterday. And I've got another one saying, you know, the senator from 17th wants this deal and she filibustered my bill. So, that's kind of got the attention of a lot of people.
I bet it does. And you know, Senator,
and I'm having to deal with all of them. So please, this has nothing to do with me, but I'm trying to make things happen.
Senator, I appreciate that very much. It's just that you know that the discussion that we had the other day, and we got a good bill here, I think, that probably needs to move forward in its cost containment. But I'm also aware of the fact that I got a whole bunch of jobs hanging in the balance.
I'm doing everything I can to make your district a better place to live and work and retire.
And Missouri a better place to be and live.
Even
and
as
work.
We speak, I'm trying to iron out a problem that I didn't create.
Well,
to try to get your bill done.
Senator, here's what I'm going to do is on this particular one, I think Senator's got a good bill, and I think it saves the people of the state of Missouri money, and it more than pays for any cost that might be on this bill that I have a tremendous, my constituents have a tremendous interest in. I'm going to sit down here in just a few minutes, but Senator, I want you and the body to realize that this bill is exceedingly important, and at some point, I'm not exactly sure when it is, but at some point, I'm not going to be willing to do that anymore. So
I understand. I appreciate your notice. It's just an interesting thing how this old-fashioned karma keeps coming around.
Isn't it, though? And it's just, you know
what I mean?
Try to love on everybody, and there's just no way to do it, is there?
Thank you for that note.
Thank you, Senator. Thank you. Mr.
Senator
President,
from the 13th, for what reason do you seek recognition? Senator from St. Francis, the senator from the 13th, senator from St. Francis. The senator from the 13th would like to inquire of you, do you yield?
I yield.
Proceed.
No golf. Oh.
I am worried about you. I am sincerely worried about you. I believe this.
It was a late night last night. We're trying to forge a compromise.
This city, this capital has tainted you. When you came up here, you were a very efficient, on-time type of person. The last 2 days, you had said we were going in at 9 o'clock. Yesterday, we went in at 10 after 10.
And that's
today,
my fault.
Today, we went in at 10 to 10.
No, today was my fault. Yesterday was not my fault because there was a committee still meeting. And
you
cannot...
are the floor leader. You are the one that stands every night and says what time we will be on this floor. You came here 8 years ago, a very organized, efficient individual. Since you have been here, you have become tainted. You no longer know how to tell time.
I
you
run
tell
on Senate
people
time
false
now.
Information.
I run on
so
Senate
that
time now.
Some of them will be crabbier today.
TikTok.
Because of that. And I just hope that once you leave here, you go back to the old
efficient
guy and not the one that we currently have had the last 2 days.
Thank you, Senator.
Okay.
You've heard the motion by the senator from St. Charles. Any other senator desire to be heard on that motion? Senator for Howe, for what reason do you rise? Senator from St. Charles, do you yield to the senator from Howe?
Which senator from St. Charles?
The junior.
The one on
senator
my right.
From St. Charles.
I yield.
Proceed.
Okay, I was looking over some of the amendments that were added. Can you explain the last one that was section 208.046?
Yeah, I forgot to mention. That is... language that has passed the Senate. It was it's
I guess, legislation that the senator from the 10th has worked on. That was, I forgot to mention that. I apologize, Senator. She may be a better one to answer that. It's my understanding that this is language that had been worked out that related to the Children's Division. I'm not as familiar with this piece.
Mr. President,
she's right.
Can I inquire the senator from the 10th?
Senator from the 10th, the senator from Howe is seeking an inquiry. Do you yield? Proceed.
Yes, thank you for yielding, Senator. What does this do?
This is the child care assistance language that we've passed out of here a couple times now this session. It is taking the existing state program and codifying it. It sets it all, it is all subject to appropriations, so there's no floor, there's no ceiling, anything like that. All it says is that the child care assistance program exists and that it's subject to appropriations. There's a zero fiscal note on it.
Well, we already know it exists. What I know what it says, tell me what it does. You know, we already have a children's division. I'm not really sure what. Explain that to me again.
Sure. There's a child care assistance program that currently only exists in regulation, and we are now codifying it. And the thing that I wanted to make sure that was included in it, because this is the part that I want to protect, is that there is a sliding scale to get women off of the program. So if someone's making $8 an hour, or whatever we set it at by the appropriation level, and their boss offers them a raise to $8.50 an hour, they don't have to turn down that raise. Instead, they can get a smaller amount of subsidy from the state. And then the next time they get a raise, then they would lose their subsidy. So it's a way to transition women off of, or men to, off of the child care assistance program. The beauty of this program, Senator, is that it's totally subject to appropriations. So if we have a year where we're able to fund it at 127% of the federal poverty level, then that's how we'll fund it. If we have a year where we can only fund it 100% of the federal poverty level, that's what we'll do. It's totally set to the appropriations process. We've gotten it out of this body twice this year, and this is one of those feel-good, non-entitlement programs.
Okay, so this is subject to appropriations, so we only pay for child care subsidies if the money is in the budget.
That's correct.
You know, that's odd, because we have tax credits that are in the budget now that are an entitlement, so I guess they are a higher priority than someone that is low income and working at a job and trying to subsidize child care.
That is correct.
That's an amazing thing. You know,
it's a really sad state of affairs.
Yeah, and you know, the sad fact is that, you know, one of the toughest years we had here was 2005, when we sunsetted all these people on Medicaid programs. You know, this is nursing homes and things like that, because we didn't have the money to pay for them. And we're still doing that, but you can't get a sunset on a tax credit program.
Senator, I find that to be just as disturbing as you find it. I think that it is very sad that we're left with however many hours in session. We haven't just been talking about that issue this year. This issue has been talked about since I got here. I remember my first year down here, Senator, it was 10, 11, 12 o'clock at night, and the House sunsetted all tax credits. And by the number of lobbyists who ran down the hall from the House to the Senate, I thought the Senate side of the building was going to flip over, because they were in a panic that their entitlement was going to end. And that's when I first started hearing about this issue of sunsetting tax credits and reining in tax credits. And here we are in the last few hours of session. We haven't done it. And I think it's a shame.
You know, I noticed the same thing happened last night when the rumor was out that that was on the table again. It was amazing how friendly people was when you walked outside the door, you know, and a lot of interest, you know. But I remember in 05, I didn't see those lobbyists for the people that we were putting on notice that your program sunsets in 08. I believe it was 08 was when that program sunsetted. You know, it was amazing that we were able to vote that through because we knew realized there was a problem. We realized that the state was going broke and we had to address the problem. So what we did is we sunsetted the program and then come back and worked, you know, in an interim committee all throughout and come up with a program, you know, whether we, you know, some of us thought it was a great program or not, but we were able to do it and really realize the cost savings to the state. You know, I find it just a little bit ironic that you can't do the very same thing with tax credits. And what I've come to realize is I'm a little simple person, that people on Medicaid don't have the lobbyists that people that have tax credits do.
That is correct.
And that it's a sad state of affairs that one of the things that I talked about being in a minority party for 6 years, that by golly, if I ever got in a majority party, things would be different. You know, boy, did that dream go down the tubes. Because I found out is people in power change, but the people outside the Capitol don't. They still have the same amount of influence. And the fact is that whether we like it or not, the facts are this place is influenced by the people that sit outside the doors.
Absolutely.
And I that's what is probably the most distressing thing to me is because when I spent 6 years in the minority, I thought, you know, when we ever get in the majority, things will be different. You know, we'll be more virtuous. We'll be able to do what we need to do for good government and smaller government. And I found out that dream has been dashed on the rocks. Because we can sunset them, but we can't simply sunset these when we know that we're facing a $1 billion shortfall next year. And that the people you're going to have to go after are your people that education,
yep.
You know, those areas, because these, we are not able to sunset these programs at all. These are untouchables. So, you know, so here we are again, where we're making them subject to appropriation. People that, you know, a lot of these people are the people that go out and work for a living.
They all are, absolutely.
You know, we all work for a living, but they're working at lower wage jobs, but we can sunset them, but we can't sunset anything else. You know, that's really amazing to me that, and probably really, I guess you could say depressing to me that is the way things are in politics. Because it seems like we've gone past, you know, what, you know, this whole thing was, you know, it's just
all about
depressing.
No, I agree, Senator. And I tell you what, and this might scare a lot of people out there, but why don't we make a deal right now that if you're not in Washington, D.C. next year, you and I work together on this issue, and let's get some sunsets. And let's
You know, one of the things that I think is, you know, why wait till then? You know, there's things we can do now. You know, I'm a little, I got to be honest, I'm a little upset with you on filibustering a bill that I feel is very important to the ag industry last
sure.
night. And I'm sitting here torn right now where you've got something you want, you wouldn't give us something we want, and I'm trying to figure out whether, you know, I keep talking or because I really felt that's important. You know,
sure.
I have a lot of neighbors that supplement their income. That
sure.
A lot of them are probably on these child care subsidy deals right now.
Sure.
Knowing that their livelihood may be lost. And, you know, it's frustrating to me because you always struggle to find out if you're doing the right thing. And right now I'm a little confused on what, if it's the right thing or not. But I know that talking about things is good. And, you know, I'm just a little frustrated right now because I see these things happening, and I thought that things would be different. But
I understand. I feel your pain. I feel your pain.
You feel my pain. Okay. All right. Thank you very much,
Senator.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. President.
We're on the motion of the junior senator from St. Charles. Does any other senator desire to be heard on that motion? Seeing none, Senator, you're recognized to close.
Thank you, Mr. President. Certainly, I regret that we have not been able to develop consensus on tax credit reform. I myself spent a great deal of time working on it, proposed a legislation that would have a $315 million cap on programs, then floated another proposal in working with members that it would have reduced our exposure by $150 million. It's been hard to find that middle ground on that issue. Right now, I'm handling a bill that no one's going to cheer for when we pass it, that there won't be a public bill signing for it. You won't find a framed copy hanging on my wall. This is simply one step in many that we're having to take to deal with a very difficult budget situation and manage the growth of our state's budget, and we're taking steps to do that with this legislation. And I will keep looking for solutions both within economic development and other areas, and hope that I'll find members that want to work with me toward those solutions.
Mr. President, I close.
The Senator from St. Charles has renewed his motion for the adoption of the Conference Committee Report for Senate Bill 1007. Secretary, call the roll.
Senators Barnetts, Bartle, Bray, Callahan, Champion, Clemens, Crowell, Cunningham, Days, Dempsey, Engler, Goodman, Green, Griesheimer, Justice, Kevany, Lager, Lemke, Mayer, McKenna, Nadler, Pierce, Pergeson, Ridgway, Roop, Schaefer, Schmidt, Scott, Shields, Schumacher, Stouffer, Vogel, Wilson, Wright Jones.
Senator from Webster. Senator from Webster votes aye. Senator from the 18th?
No.
Senator from 18th votes no. Senator from Cape?
Aye.
Senator from St. Francis?
Aye.
Senator from the 13th? Senator from Clay. Senator from Clay votes aye. By your vote of 30 aye, 3 no, you have adopted the Conference Committee Report. Senator from St. Charles.
President, I now move that the Conference Committee substitute for Senate Bill 1007 be read a third time and placed upon its final passage.
You've heard the motion by the Senator from St. Charles. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Senator from St. Clair. Senator from St. Clair, we're done voting a few minutes ago. We're on the third reading motion on the Senator from St. Charles. Seeing no senator wishing to be heard on that motion, Senator, you're recognized to close.
Thank you, Mr. President. I renew my motion.
The Senator from St. Charles has renewed his motion for the third reading and final passage, the Conference Committee Report for Senate Bill 1007. Secretary, please call the roll.
Conference Committee Substitute for House Committee Substitute for Senate Substitute for Senate Bill 1007, an act relating to public assistance programs administered by the state. Senators Barnetts, Bartle, Bray, Callahan, Champion, Clemens, Crowell, Cunningham, Days, Dempsey, Engler, Goodman, Green, Griesheimer, Justice, Keviny, Lager, Lemke, Mayer, McKenna, Nadler, Pierce, Ferguson, Ridgway, Roop, Schaefer, Schmidt, Scott, Shields, Schumeyer, Stouffer, Vogel, Wilson, Wright Jones.
By your vote of 32 aye, 2 no, the bill having received a constitutional majority is declared passed. Hearing no objection, let the journal show the tiling and perfecting motions were made and carried. Senator from St. Francis.
Thank you, Mr. President. Last night, the fourth floor had their contest for decorating their offices, and a good time was had by all. And Communications Department was the winner of the best dressed office. Mr. President, Jack Ventimiglia from Warrensburg Daily Star Journal is here taking pictures. Mr. President, would you recognize the senator from the 15th from privilege motion?
Senator from the 15th, what reason do you rise?
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that we bring before the body the conference committee report for Senate Bill 842.
Senator, do you have a privilege motion?
I have a privilege motion, Mr. President.
State your privilege motion.
That we bring before the body the conference committee report of Senate Bill 842.
You've heard the motion by the senator from the 15th. All those of the opinion that motion shall prevail say aye.
Aye.
Opposed say no. Ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Senator from the 15th.
Thank you, Mr. President. I now move for the adoption of the conference committee report for 842. For the body's knowledge, this has been distributed. This has the identical provisions that we just voted on in 1007. This was the other vehicle that actually came over first for those cost containment provisions. The only difference is requires subject to appropriations the department to have the ability to equalize ophthalmologist rates to optometrist rates for MoHealth net fees. So there can be some parity there if we choose to do so. That's the only difference between what's in my bill that wasn't in 1007. With that, Mr. President, I renew my motion.
You heard the motion by the senator from the 15th. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Senator from the 13th, for what reason do you rise?
To inquire the senator from the 15th.
Senator from the 15th, do you yield?
I do.
Proceed.
I apologize. I could not hear the only difference.
Okay.
What is the only difference?
It gives us the ability. It was an amendment that went on in the House. It gives us the ability, if we choose to equalize the reimbursement rates for ophthalmologists to optometrists for services.
I think I had a state representative come talk to me about that.
Yeah.
My other question real quickly is you had some issues with dealing with fraud by providers because we have dealt with fraud. Was that in your original bill?
No, this is a different bill. The original
that
bill,
one was that DOA.
That's not in here. Yeah, that's not in here. This was the issue of 842 came out of here 34-0 with the giving MoHealthNet the ability to collect from private health insurance, give them a longer window instead of...
I have, yeah.
That was the underlying bill.
I would like to work with you next year on the Medicaid fraud because it seems that has gotten bogged down every year by the providers.
I'd love to.
And I don't know where it's going, but we cleaned up fraud for those that are getting the services, but we haven't cleaned up fraud for those that are providing the services. Thank
you. I look forward to working with you.
Any other senator desire to be heard on the motion? The senator from the 15th, senator from the 14th, what
reason
do you rise?
I'd like to inquire the senator from the 15th, please.
Senator from the 15th, do you yield?
I do.
Proceed.
I'm looking at the conference committee report 1SR. Is that correct?
Yes.
Where is the section on where you're trying to equalize the, the services of both? And I'm
section 208.198.
What page, please?
I think it's... Let's see. 208.198. So
208.
It's at the beginning.
Point what? I'm sorry.
208 here. I'm too tall. I got to put this thing higher on my lapel, I guess. 208.198 is the section.
208.
Page 10.
Page 10.
And it just gives us the ability, if we choose, to equalize those rates, which currently does not.
Subject to appropriations. Again,
right.
The Department of Social Service shall establish a rate for the reimbursement of physicians and optometrists.
Right.
I thought you said ophthalmologists and optometrists.
Yes, they, for the same services that a physician would provide, and this is going to show a little bit of ignorance. But
I'm sorry?
I wasn't talking to you, Senator, I was talking to myself. Ophthalmologists get the physician reimbursement rate, correct? Optometrists do not. So what we're saying is if we choose, if they're providing the same service, we can choose down the road if we want to make that reimbursement rate the same. Currently, it's not the same.
Right. Well, in your introduction, and again, it's difficult to hear, so that's why I'm asking you.
I've never had that problem in my life.
In the introduction, I thought you said you were equalizing the rates between the ophthalmologist and the optometrist, and so as I'm looking at this, I don't see the word ophthalmologist, and that's why I'm asking the question. So
yes.
Are you considering an ophthalmologist a physician?
Yes.
And optometrists are not considered physicians?
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah, they're not MDs.
Okay, optometrists are not MDs.
Correct.
Okay, and so this would be, but this would not only capture ophthalmologists then, this would capture every physician.
No, the physicians get a higher reimbursement rate, the optometrists get a lower one. Okay.
Right, but I'm just saying that you say physicians, you're indicating ophthalmologists, but this would be all physicians,
well,
not just ophthalmologists, right?
If they're providing a service, if a physician
Correct.
Or an ophthalmologist is providing a service that the optometrist can provide or does provide, we could make the decision to equalize that reimbursement rate. It's not saying we have to, but we can.
No, this says shall. You said shall establish a rate. So it's
If we choose to appropriate the money.
Right. It all is subject to appropriations, but
right.
If the appropriations are there, you shall do this, is what I'm hearing.
If we choose to put it in the budget, yes.
That is correct.
Yeah.
And so your opinion, again, I want to go back to making sure that we're looking at physicians, and you ophthalmologists are physicians, but that does capture other physicians as well.
Well, yes, but here's the reality. So we're looking at a service, okay, a service that will be
sure.
provided.
Sure.
The optometrist get the same reimbursement rate as the ophthalmologist. That's really the universe we're talking about, really, in reality.
Well, perhaps that's up a little further up, and I didn't read all of that previously to that. But when I look at this, that's telling me that physicians, period, including ophthalmologists,
yeah.
will get the same reimbursement rate.
You're reading that correct.
That's what I'm reading.
Yeah, you're reading that right.
Thank you, Senator.
Thank
you, Mr. President.
Any other senator desire to be heard on the motion, Senator from the 15th, Senator from Johnson? For what reason do you rise?
To inquire of my senator to the right. Immediate right, the senator from the 15th.
I'm shocked that the senator...
The tallest senator in the
history of the Missouri Senate.
Right.
The senator from Johnson believes that the senator to his right, the senator from
to
the 15th...
To my right, your left. I believe that
He would like to inquire of you.
I yield.
Proceed.
Philosophically, he might not be to my right. But,
I think I probably am. I don't know.
I don't think so. But that's not why. That's not my inquiry.
I don't know. I don't know you well enough, Senator.
Okay. basically, what you're saying in this legislation is that regardless of they're an ophthalmologist or an optometrist, they're doing the same thing.
Yeah.
They have the same equipment to do this. It's the same exact procedure, so they should be reimbursed the same amount.
We can make that decision, yes.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. So... So regardless of what title or whatever, it's the same procedure, so it should be a parity issue, an equity
right.
issue.
Right. And thank you for pointing out the tallest senator. I believe I am the tallest senator in the history of the Missouri Senate. Thanks for bringing
we're,
that
we're
up.
Researching that.
We are so, looking
anyway, it's
that.
A great piece of legislation. I'm very supportive.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. President.
Senator from Webster, for what reason do you rise?
To inquire briefly of Senator from the 15th.
Senator from the 15th, you yield.
I do.
Proceed.
Good morning, Senator.
Good morning. This is your last day. Isn't it?
It is. I'd forgotten that.
I don't believe that.
Okay, just briefly, I want to thank you for this bill because you don't know how many optometrists at home have been clamoring for something like this for a long time. And so maybe this will start to put this issue to rest. So we appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Any other senator desire to be heard on the motion by the senator from the 15th. Seeing none, Senator, you're recognized to close.
I close.
The senator from the 15th has renewed his motion for the adoption of the conference committee report for Senate Bill 852. Secretary, call the roll.
Senators Barnetts, Bartle, Bray, Callahan, Champion, Clemens, Crowell, Cunningham, Days, Dempsey, Engler, Goodman, Green, Griesheimer, Justice, Kevany, Lager, Lemke, Mayer, McKenna, Nadler, Pierce, Pergeson, Ridgway, Roop, Schaefer, Schmidt, Scott, Shields, Schumeyer, Stouffer, Vogel, Wilson, Wright Jones.
Senator from Lawrence. Senator from the 10th. Senator from Monroe. Senator from the 24th. Senator from the 5th. Senator from Stoddard. By your vote of 33 aye, 0 no, you have adopted the conference committee report. Senator from the 15th.
Thank you, Mr. President. I now move that Senate Bill 842, as amended by the conference committee report, be read a third time and finally passed.
The senator from the 15th moves that the conference committee substitute for Senate Bill 842 be read a third time and placed upon its final passage. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Seeing none, Senator, you're recognized to close.
I close.
The senator from the 15th has renewed his motion for the third reading and final passage of the conference committee substitute for Senate Bill 842. Secretary, please call the roll.
Conference committee substitute for House committee substitute for Senate committee substitute for Senate Bills 842, 799, and 809, an act relating to public assistance programs administered by the state. Senators Barnetts, Bartle, Bray, Callahan, Champion, Clemens, Crowell, Cunningham, Days, Dempsey, Engler, Goodman, Green, Griesheimer, Justice, Kevany, Lager, Lemke, Mayer, McKenna, Nadler, Pierce, Pergeson, Ridgway, Roop, Schaefer, Schmidt, Scott, Shields, Schumeyer, Stouffer, Vogel, Wilson, Wright Jones.
I'm missing someone. Who? Okay. By your vote of 32 aye, 0 no, you've moved. The bill, having received a constitutional majority, is declared passed. Hearing no objection, let the journal show the tiling and perfecting motions were made and carried. Senator St. Francis.
Thank you, Mr. President. No further business coming for the body. I move the Senate stand in recess until 11 a.m. today.
You've heard the motion. Senator from the 13th, for what reason do you rise?
Senator from St. Francis.
Senator from St. Francis, do you yield?
What time?
11.
11. I tell you what, how about one?
Yeah, you got nine in you?
You got it. And I think you need help right now, and I think this could help you. I am worried about you.
It's funny you should say that. Thank you.
You've heard the motion by the senator from St. Francis. All of those of the opinion that that motion shall prevail say aye. Opposed say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The Senate is in recess.